And the world's all right with me. Just one day. And I know it's gonna be.
He said he colluded. He didn't.
The third investigation to reach the same conclusion was the House investigated, the Senate investigated. Now Mueller is all reaching the same conclusion. The people still can't let it go. They still can't drop it.
No, man, it's titled Mueller Ridiculous Headline Roundup. Just many problems with Barr letter, you know, syntax and grammar and punctuation. How William Barr did old man backflips to avoid arresting Donald Trump. Mueller finds no Trump-Russia conspiracy, but stops short of exonerating president on obstruction. Oh, just stop. Just stop already.
D.C. correspondent, president of the Institute for Liberty, Andrew Langer. Good morning.
Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. As I've got dogs barking in the background, I'm hoping it's not going to be too distracting.
They're celebrating. They're laughing at the left.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was quite a stunning. Listen, I don't think I expected in the summary to be to have sort of that level of clarity in terms of, you know, what both Barr and Mueller are saying. I mean, it really is kind of a stunning turn of events.
Yeah, I did not, even when, you know, Mueller dropped there. For one, I was really surprised on Friday because I was thinking they were going to wait a while, and be neither here nor there. But, you know, Mueller drops that report on Friday, and it went down much in the way that we thought. You know, we weren't going to get an initial assessment until Barr had a chance to look at it. But even then, with the no indictments, everybody was kind of leaning towards, you know, this going the way that it ended up going yesterday. Are you surprised? Do you think it's as clear cut as it certainly seems to be, given what Barr has put out in that initial memo?
Well, listen, I think it's clear cut. I think the complications are, of course, the sort of the discretionary level that the Attorney General has regarding whether or not to charge with obstruction. Remember, the summary is obviously in two parts. I knew you guys have gone over this. There's some interesting language, which I know we'll talk about in terms of the Russia collusion issue, but then on the issue of obstruction, right? This is the more important issue, which is, you know, Mueller decided for whatever reason to not make a recommendation either way as to obstruction. I think because of the weighty constitutional issues that were involved and whether or not there are limits to the independent counsel statute, which is another thing we can talk about. But it's clear that, you know, in the end, if you read the law most fairly, that if there is no collusion, then there is no nexus to the obstruction of justice. And that's very important. You have to prove all sorts of things in order to prove obstruction of justice. And if you can't prove intent because there's no underlying crime, I know this may sound like gobbledygook, then that's it. It's end of story.
Well, and look, It's our job to go and work through all of this, right? And that's what we're going to do throughout the show this morning, talking with you, Senator Dave Osmek joining us in studio, Jason Lewis at 8:35. But let's back away and let's just stick to, for just a moment, just the the mainstream narrative. It's been completely debunked, right? I know we have this issue of obstruction, and we can certainly get into the weeds on that. But when you look at just the mainstream narrative and what Trump has been tweeting about, and I hope he goes and tabulates how many times he said no collusion and says, I said no collusion this many times. I hope he goes and does that. But when you look at the whole implication of the narrative, it didn't happen. He did not collude, according to Mueller's extensive report.
We got 2.5 years.
But John, here's the more important thing, right? Because it was, remember, the left was always hedging their bets on this and saying, well, it wasn't necessarily Donald Trump who was colluding, but it was the Trump team. That's why the language about collusion is so important in all of this. And let me, and I want to draw your attention to something really interesting in this letter that not a lot of folks are talking about, if anybody. In that, you know, there are two sections to the collusion discussion, which is sort of general collusion with Russians. And then there is the collusion with the Russian Internet Research Agency. And if you read through the letter and read it really carefully, everybody has to remember, this is legalese, especially if you're the Attorney General of the United States, it is written very carefully. And so in the first part, he talks about general collusion with the Russians. And he says, he talks about both Americans generally and the Trump team. Now, I don't remember, I don't have the specific language in front of me. When he clears people of collusion, he just clears the Trump team, which to me leaves the door open for somebody to pursue, Democratic collusion with the Russians, which, as they make clear, is a federal crime, right? If you conspired with the Russians to interfere with the election, that's a federal crime. And then, of course, you go down to the segment on the Internet Research Agency, which is also super important, because they then make it clear they exonerate the Trump team and any and all U.S. citizens. Nobody, no U.S. citizens, according to Mueller's research and now according to Attorney General Barr, colluded with the Russian Internet Research Agency, which is the group that is, you know, propagating all this false information, or was propagating all this false information during the election. That's really important.
Why are liberals now pointing to the Southern District Court of New York? Can you give us some background on what they're now pinning their anti-Trump hopes on?
Well, listen, it's not just the Southern District of New York, but it's also the District of Columbia Circuit Court. It's also there's the District Court of the Eastern District of Virginia. There are still cases that were handed off. And there are a number of different cases that have been handed off to these U.S. attorneys. If you go back and you watch Preet Bharara, who is the former Southern District of New York U.S. attorney, talking over the weekend, you know, they make it really clear. Like, listen, this is all about by any means necessary. So because it's not even over if the Southern District of New York or any of the other district courts sort of lay up on all this, because then you have the various attorneys general, including the Attorney General of New York and the Attorney General of Maryland, who are pursuing separate avenues against this president. And this gets into sort of my overall question, which is, what good in the end is this independent counsel if it doesn't bring, and any independent counsel, if it doesn't bring any kind of finality, any kind of disposition to the questions at hand, right? If we're going to go through this and we're going to have this fishing expedition that can go anywhere and spend tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money, and in the end, you know, the target's opponents are left unsatisfied by it, then why are we even bothering anymore? Why bother go through the charade? Just let the Democrats, when they come to power, engage in their investigation and let the chips fall where they may.
My expectation is moving forward, and I could be wrong. My expectation is, I know there's a lot of bluster, there's a lot of hemming and hawing, there's a lot of, there's more investigations. But look, there was so much put on this Mueller report. I think that the wind is out of their sails on this. And some of these investigations might move forward, but I don't think the majority of America's mainstream, and I even mean the left, are going to care nearly as much. I think you're hardcore Trump. That's me personally.
I think you're right, John. I think you're right that the mainstream of America doesn't care. But I think this is such a central tenet of the 50 dozen people running for president on the Democratic side.
Sure.
That this does, because this is the centerpiece. And I'll tell you where it's going to go next. Because this is the issue of Attorney General Barr going up to the Hill to talk about this. A, it's going to be how Barr releases the report, right? In what form, and whatever he decides to mask, they're going to claim that he's hiding something. But the other part of it is this issue of obstruction and his interpretation of obstruction, and they're going to go after him for that and say that he is, you know, Bill Barr, who is not. It was not a major Trumper, was a Bushy, is a former attorney general. They're gonna say that he is somehow in the pocket of Donald Trump and is therefore unfit to serve because he misinterpreted the concept of what constitutes obstruction of justice. That's what's going to happen next.
This is the same Bill Barr that everybody has insisted, you know, man of integrity, man of character, same things they've said about Mueller. And how quick do they turn? You know, the moment that these men, whose character they've told us is unassailable, when they deliver results that don't fit their narrative, how quickly they turn and immediately go and start discrediting them. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I'll give you a really interesting example, Drew, because it's one of those things where I do not believe, for instance, I still believe that it is entirely likely that the DNC was in fact had their emails stolen in fact by this guy Imran Awan, who was their IT guy who was connected to Pakistani intelligence. But the fact is the Mueller report says that it was the Russians who stole those emails and gave them over to WikiLeaks. I'm not going to say that, you know, Mueller is, you know, that there's something wrong with Mueller because he came to that conclusion, because that's the information that Mueller has. And so, you know, this is where we are in 2019. If you don't like the message, you shoot the messenger.
Do you think that there's more? Is there any talk about more details within the full report, say, about the dossier and what the report ends up yielding, and how much do you think the report may or may not have gotten into things like FISA warrants and how this thing got as far as it did? What is the expectation there?
I don't think it quite went down that road, because that wasn't where they were heading in their fishing expedition. But I do think it's interesting, and I go back to this language, as I mentioned earlier, in which they talked about, you know, the Trump team and other Americans possibly colluding, and then exonerating the Trump team but never mentioning the other Americans in terms of general collusion. I've got to find a better, listen, I know I've got to find a better way to explain this, because it gets so complicated. But that idea that they left it as an open-ended question as to whether or not there were other Americans who were colluding with the Russians during the 2016 election, that indicates to me that there may be something in there. I just couldn't even speculate as to what detail.
How big of a win do you end up this? Do you think this ends up becoming? Because, I mean, on its face, I look at this and go, I don't know how they beat, with the current slate of candidates that they have still riding this, even after this report, I don't know how any of them beat Trump in 2020 at this point.
Well, listen, I think it's a huge victory for the president, no matter how you slice it. I think, as always, it comes down to how the mainstream media portrays it, which we know will be, they will find whatever way they can to present this president in the worst possible light. That's what they do. And with that in mind, the Democrats will then turn around and use that. Listen, it's gonna come down to a lot of different things. It's gonna come down to where the economy continues to go, how much damage the Democrats can attempt to do, whether or not they can find other ways to stifle Trump's ability to push his agenda forward. But, you know, to me, listen, I'm telling you, whoever is the most extreme Democrat is going to get the nomination. And I think it remains to be seen that in a field where we're talking about degrees of difference, who that most extreme progressive is.
Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty, our D.C. correspondent. Thanks for checking in this morning. Always appreciate our Monday chats.
I appreciate you guys. Most of the time,
that's quite all right. Take care.
Democrats held an emergency phone call. During that emergency phone call over the weekend.
Oh, I bet they held more than one.
Pelosi made two important points about the Democrat response. One, that Pelosi and other prominent Democrats and committee leaders will not take any classified briefings in relation to the report. And two, that congressional investigators like Adam Schiff are preparing to alter their planned investigations into the president, his inner circle, and his business dealings to include both special counsel Robert Mueller and his forthcoming report. And the point that I was trying to make, and I think I got a little bit lost talking with Andrew.
You're going to investigate the investigation.
Right. Here's the thing. Like, I understand that the Democrats and those in Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi, they're going to continue their investigations. What I'm saying is that's a mistake. I think for a majority of people, they put everything in the Mueller report. And again, it's that equivalent of having Sherlock Holmes or Aaron Brockovich or the Lincoln lawyer do the investigation, come to a conclusion, and then we go, okay, that's fine, but I want to know what Paul Blart has to say. you don't get, it doesn't get any better than what Mueller put out. And putting Mueller up on the, by the way, dragging Mueller in? Do you really think that Mueller's going to go in front of them and then suddenly go, yeah, that was all wrong? He's going to go and substantiate everything he put in that report.
I hope they do a public hearing with Mueller. I would love to see a public hearing with Mueller. Please, by all means.
I just want to know what he sounds like. Even yesterday,
that's why he hasn't spoken. He has a funny voice.
They kept showing like clips of him in
very
different
pitched
of him just existing
in different court appearances, but they never had the sound on. And I almost made it a running joke. I go, you know what? His voice is still a mystery to me. I'm going to leave it that way.
Sounds like Mickey Mouse.
You couldn't turn the TV on without seeing his face. He's just got such a strong resting Mueller face.
He does have a resting Mueller face.
We were talking off the air about the releasing of the full report, and people just don't understand this. Barr has certain criteria he needs to follow, and honestly, and I'm sure you know, hashtag TCNT, I know you're going to comment. It doesn't matter. I don't care. He didn't collude. Be that as it may, I'm not 100% sure the full report should be released. And the whole reason, and I was telling Sam this, the whole reason why I say that is because there were no more indictments. He was cleared of collusion. They didn't find any reason to charge him with obstruction. Didn't exonerate, no obstruction. So it's not right to go and release a full report that may have a bunch of other things that could be potentially embarrassing, right? And I told Sam, it's like if Sam was being investigated for pony fraud, right? And in the middle of the pony fraud, we found out all this other ancillary background stuff that had nothing to do with pony fraud,
right,
wasn't illegal, but could be kind of embarrassing and maybe could affect her in personal life. Mm-hmm. If she's exonerated of that, she committed no pony fraud, it's not right to then go and release the report and then drag her name through the mud for a bunch of ancillary stuff.
And that's why there are laws that dictate what can and cannot be released. And those laws, I expect, will be followed. The entire report is not going to be released publicly. I do not expect that one bit. And again, every Democrat, including Amy Klobuchar and Harris and Booker and all the presidential candidates and AOC, all of these Democrats, these high-profile Democrats that are out there demanding the full report be released, that are withholding any sort of conclusionary comment based on the fact, well, the full report hasn't been released yet. It needs to be released publicly. They know the full report is not going to be released publicly. They are continuing to gaslight you by utilizing this tactic. They are continuing to gaslight you because they want you to continue to believe in some ridiculous conspiracy theory. Why don't you all just go to the next Flat Earth convention.
Right. Please.
Because this is turning into the equivalent of the Flat Earth movement.
651-989-5855. We'll get you your phone calls, your comments on Twitter. Use the hashtag TCNT. We do have a list here of Minnesota lawmakers responding to the Mueller report summary. One example out of the Atlantic about how they simply cannot let this go. It's still all coming up on this. You know, it's kind of a special edition this morning.
5FM.
What sort of collusion?
Trump, Russian, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, metal collusion.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, potential collusion.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, bot collusion.
Trump, Russia, Russian collusion.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, possible collusion.
Russian, Russian collusion.
Trump, Russian, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian, collusion.
Collusion with the Russians.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russia, potential collusion.
Trump, Russia, potential collusion.
And the Kremlin and be in collusion with Putin. And the Kremlin and be in collusion.
Yes!
And the Kremlin and be in collusion.
17 agencies.
17 of our intelligence agencies have confirmed.
17 intelligence.
Of them. Yes! Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM, Justice and Drew, hashtag landslide. It feels like the day after the election all over again. Unbelievable.
I was overcome with a sense of relief yesterday. I was like, oh, Mueller investigation's
right?
Over. Mm-hmm. It's over. And I was thinking, for a brief moment, I allowed myself to be fooled into thinking that we don't have to talk about this anymore.
Oh, goodness, no.
How cute.
Goodness, no. That is cute.
We don't have to talk about the Russian collusion hoax.
Drew, you're so cute.
No. Anymore. Yeah, no. It, unfortunately, you've got Democrats, especially the, you know, 2020 candidates, so invested in this that they're simply not going to be able to let it go. And I would like, you know, take a moment to think about not even like the Trump team, Trump campaign, like how many good, honest Republican legislators, candidates lost their gigs in the last election cycle because of the momentum that this hoax created.
Right.
Right. That like all Republicans got punished because of this nonsense, because of this hoax.
Everything was a lie. I mean, and that's really what it boils down to. And it's one of those situations where we've been living with this thing for 2 years now. And at the end of it, it takes a bit of travel back to how it all started to stop and go, it was all a lie. And not only that, every single person who continued to unverified and unjustified perpetuate that lie, I'm not talking about those that rode the middle ground, okay? So if you didn't do this, again, not talking about you. But for everybody that continued to perpetuate this myth and this lie that Trump won the election partly because of his colluding or tried to directly collude to win the election with Russia, right? The untold amount of damage that you helped perpetuate on this country for the past 2 years. If you spent all this time, you spent all this time saying there was collusion with Trump and Russia, talking about how bad, you know, Russian involvement in U.S. politics is, and it is bad, and they shouldn't do it, and it is a horrible thing, and we as a country should stand united against any foreign entity meddling in our election. Well, guess what? You helped them for 2 years. You helped the Russians. You perpetuated the propaganda. You pushed the narrative.
Yeah.
You pushed the lies.
You denigrated people's faith in our institutions. Something that you said was so crucial and so important as we were getting closer to the 2016 election, when you were so sure Hillary was going to win, that we have to have faith in our institutions. Our elections have the utmost integrity. Barack Obama came out and assured us over and over that not to worry. There's not going to be any shenanigans. Everything's going to be fine. And then Hillary lost. And they had to completely demolish everybody's faith in our elections, in the integrity of our elections, in order to delegitimize President Trump.
I feel good knowing that the president didn't do this. I feel good knowing that this Mueller investigation yielded the results that many of us felt it was going to yield, right? So I feel like there's a sense of relief in that regard, like you were talking about, right? But I feel like for any real justice to be done, like, no Democrat should win. No. None. No Democrat should win another election who bought into any of this for like another decade, in my opinion. Think, and just real quick, think about it. It's not just Trump, right? Trump's the president. They lied about him. They perpetuated this myth for a year. But look at what they did to Kavanaugh. Look at what they did to those Covington high school boys. I mean, my gosh, how many more examples do you need that the party that you belong to are horrible? The core of it are a bunch of horrible, rotten human beings.
Yeah.
Horrible people. To do this to individuals who didn't just Trump, all he did was go and win an election.
That's it.
He just all that he did.
He just decided to run for president.
Went to Wisconsin.
Beat 16 other Republicans. beat 16 other Republicans in the primary. Republicans far more seasoned with far more political experience than him. Went and thrashed them in the primary process. And then went and beat the chosen one, Hillary Clinton. What happened?
They tried so hard too. They tried so hard. I'll give him that, man.
But every Republican across the nation felt the brunt of this.
Yeah.
Felt the brunt of this. I mean, Jason Lewis would probably still be our congressman.
I agree.
Had all this Russia collusion, hoax, nonsense, not taken such a firm grip on our country's narratives.
And look at the statements from some Minnesota lawmakers. Amy Klobuchar. Right? AG Barr's summary four-page letter, special counsel investigation underscores that the entire, all capital letters, entire report and documentation, including all information regarding Russia's attempts to influence our elections, be made public. Betty McCollum, right? Again, same thing. AG determines his boss, President Trump, did not break the law through a Mueller report, explicitly does not exonerate him, must see full report. Tina Smith, a summary is not enough. I and all Americans need to see the entire report. Angie Craig, full Mueller report must be made. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They can hand it all to him. They could all read it, and it won't matter one lick to any of those people.
They know the full report is not going to be made public. That's why they're staking out this ground now, so that they can continue to push a conspiracy theory. So that they can continue to push something that is now in the equivalent of the Flat Earth Society. That's why they're holding this narrative that the full report must be released. Darren and Savage, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Who needs the Russians for collusion anyway when we've got the Democratic Party? They're the biggest colluders there are
right.
When it comes to elections. I mean, they're trying to get illegal aliens here to vote, and they're trying to get prisoners to vote. And they worked against Bernie Sanders, so, I mean, there's the evidence right there.
And look, we should not have foreign entities, and I wish it didn't happen, trying to meddle in our elections, but he makes a great point. We said this many times, and we're going to actually have a David Gartenstein-Ross on later in the week to talk a bit about this, too. I'm of the opinion we do it to ourselves worse than any foreign entity could go and do it.
Clearly.
Look at this past two years, for crying out loud.
Clearly. What this Russia investigation has shown is that a lot of Americans are very willing to believe anything.
Ugh, it's gross.
Anything. If it scores them a point for their partisan side. Anything.
651-989-5855.
We've got your Jason Lewis Minnesota moment coming up here in just a second, and then we'll speak with Senator Dave Osmek in studio next.
News Talk, AM 1130 on 103.5 FM.
This is one of those moments. Welcome back to Justice and Drew, Twin Cities News Talk, where, again, it is very unfortunate that we have a mainstream media that we have, where there won't be, and I'm being pessimistic on this front, there won't be good, comprehensive sort of going back down the road of how we got here the way that we should. This is a much bigger deal than Trump's tweets being justified of him saying no collusion. What has been perpetuated in Washington, D.C. against this president. It's a much bigger deal than I think that I'm fully grasping at this point in time.
I mean, if you go the route where Representative Devin Nunes has said that, I mean, this is the biggest political scandal in this country's history. If what he alleges actually turns out to be true, and I hope there are investigations into what he's alleging, that this was nefarious conduct on behalf of individuals within the FBI, within the Department of Justice, and some members of Congress to use a completely made up bogus dossier that they knew was completely made up and bogus to obtain FISA warrants to investigate innocent individuals, to run their lives through the ringer, all in this investigation simply to delegitimize a duly elected president. If all that is true, then yes, he's right. This is the biggest political scandal that, at least in modern history.
And just to that real quick, and then we'll go to Senator Dave Osmek, who's in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, conservative infidels.
Look, that's... You said it right there. That dossier started this whole ball rolling. FISA warrants, people being listened in on, and at the end of the day, there was no collusion. So what does that say about the process that brought about all those warrants that had all this personal information looked into, that had all these privacy breaches that took place, that were granted? What does that say about all? Oh, that's a lie. That's what it says.
Good morning, Senator Osmek.
Good morning.
You've got an event coming up that
I do.
People will want to hear about.
I do. Tonight, Jason Lewis, who you're going to be talking to in about an hour.
That's correct. Excellent promo.
Yes, he's going to be at a fundraiser for me out in Spring Park at Back Channel Brewing, 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Come on down, and for you, $50 to get in the door, or if you upgrade to $100, you will get a special tchotchke.
I've got it in my hands.
It is the unofficial coffee mug of this legislative session. And on the front side, it's got a nice picture of the state in Republican red. But on the back, it has the motto. And we're not going to speak of the motto because that is the fun of the coffee cup.
You got to go earn yourself one of these coffee cups to learn what the motto is.
It tells you exactly what I think of this legislative session.
It's a mess.
It is. It makes it makes you wonder why we're there. But come on down. It's in Spring Park, County Road 15. Just drive west on Highway 12. Get off on County Road 15. Go to Mound, or to Spring Park, and you'll see it right there. I'll have some signs along the boulevard.
Back Channel Brewing.
Back Channel Brewing. Very good beer.
I've not had the opportunity to try their fine beers yet.
It's a very good place to have a beer. So come on out. Put a little money in it, because I am targeted. The DFL is coming after me.
What was your weekend like, as the news from the Mueller report wrapping up on Friday, and then a little bit of information leaking out Friday night, a little bit more information coming out on Saturday, and then yesterday, you know, the big bombshell that everybody was waiting for, the conclusions of the report finding that there was indeed no collusion on behalf of the Trump campaign?
Well, you know darn well, once they started chirping about this late in the week, that the media was chirping, and other the political were chirping in Washington. They were trying to downgrade what was coming, so you knew right away that there wasn't going to be nothing in the report. But I did watch CNN, because they actually have on Sunday nights, they have good biographies, I guess I shouldn't say good. They're ripping apart President Nixon nowadays, and then they're going after the Bush family too. So I went on there looking for those shows, and it was wall to wall, back to back, up and down, side to side, talking about the report, which is a big nothing burger. I'd use a different word, but I'm giving up swearing for Lent. It was a nothing burger, and then they spent hours on CNN. You know where the collusion was? It was the media and the Democrats trying to collude to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, and they did. And they were successful, and they won elections off of it. You know, and that's a look, and I'm fine with the coverage. I was clamoring for the coverage yesterday. I'm sitting there playing Battlefront 2 with the with the app next to me, listening to all the coverage, because I was just fascinated to hear the commentary around it. But it goes back to what I said at the start of the segment. It's not the conversations we should be having. Like, I get the dissecting of all this and implications moving forward, but my gosh, if we don't talk about the past 2 years and how we got here, we're just going to repeat this whole thing all over again and again and again, every time the Democrats end up losing an election that they're so sure they're going to win.
Well, now they're setting up the ultimate continuation of this silliness, which is either they release the entire report, and then they pick on little pieces, little factoids to say, oh, yes, there was collusion. Weren't we being told by the Democrats that Mueller was just short of sainthood up until this point in time?
Yeah.
So now they're going to be tearing him apart, and then they're going to go in and find little factoids and say, well, there was collusion. We see right here. Or they don't release the report, and then they'll continue to drag this one through the mud. My answer is just let the whole report come out. Trump can't possibly, you're not going to change anybody's mind about President Trump at this point in time. Just if there's something juicy in there, just let it go out. Who cares?
And I hope, though, you're right in the sense that you're probably not changing anybody's mind about President Trump. I would like to believe that there are at least some individuals out there that, you know, upon learning that this whole thing was an absolute hoax, that this whole thing has been perpetuated by Democrats who were knowingly lying about this investigation, knowingly lying about the evidence that pointed to collusion, knowingly gaslighting most of the country. I would hope that there are some individuals out there that would take a moment to go, maybe Trump isn't as bad as I thought.
I've seen a few
I've
seen a few people on Twitter that have made comments, and people have retweeted out there that they didn't support the president, but after they've seen this now and what the Democrats have done, I mean, there's a handful. I think there's like five people, Matt, that maybe are somewhat sane.
I've never been quite sure how to pronounce this guy's last name. Matt Taibbi.
Okay.
He's a liberal writer, liberal pundit, goes on like Bill Maher all the time. He wrote a really interesting piece. I tweeted it out last night. Just search the hashtag TCNT and you'll find it, about how this is such an absolute face plant for the media that their reputation and their credibility has essentially been destroyed because he lays out in spectacular fashion the process by which this became the narrative. It all started with the opposition research, this fake dossier. This dossier was handed to members of the press, was handed to members of the Obama administration, most of which completely dismissed it because they recognized it for what it was. Completely unsubstantiated claims about Donald Trump and his campaign. Remember P-Gate? I mean, this is the whole thing where P-Gate came out of.
All right.
But then they managed to get a congressperson to hand it to the FBI. And that gave gave the press enough cover to say the FBI is looking at information that might indicate that President Trump has been compromised by Russian agents.
Well, your first problem is believing that the media had any integrity to begin with.
Well, but
Pollyanna.
But this is the process, right? It gives them the cover. As long as it's handed to an FBI agent, the media can then report that the FBI has its hands on a document that alleges X, Y, and Z. And that's how the narrative, it snowballs from there.
Yeah, circular reporting.
And then ABC can say, well, CNN is reporting this. And then CNN can say, well, Yahoo is reporting this. And then BuzzFeed took the extraordinary step of just reprinting the entire dossier and publishing the entire thing.
Well, this reminds me, and of course, whether it's South Park's or The Simpsons, there's always a good reference. And what this reminds me of is Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons walking into rake after rake after rake, bashing themselves in the head as they step on a rake. That's what the media is. Unfortunately, that's where we are today in this society.
Well, and I think there's an opportunity here, and I don't know how many people you're going to be able to reach or to change views on issues that we're dealing with here in Minnesota. But when you, this is part of a larger situation and narrative, and that is largely how the Democrats and the DFL operate. You look at Governor Tim Walz and the use the hashtag MN potholes and going to the most dangerous, railroad crossing, trying to perpetuate, his own myths. And in my opinion, his own lies about why we need this funding and this extra gas tax. It's all coming from the same playbook of what they used against Trump.
Yes, and they create their own narrative regardless of what reality is. And when you start talking about the gas tax, here's what you have to that's one of the reasons I came in here, to give everybody at home some ammunition. Because when the liberals come to talk to you and say, we need a gas tax, the first thing you should say is this: over the next 5 years, we will have over $1 billion, let me say that again, $1 billion of fresh new money. $1 billion over 5 years of new money above inflation adjusted, how much money we currently get in the Highway User Distribution Fund. $1 billion. So the question is, if you can't make do above your current baseline with $1 billion over 5 years, if you can't make do with that, well, what else do you want? And by the way, all those city streets, and I remember this thing, the some guy came in and said, I have to pay so much because I ran into a pothole, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if that was on a city street, none of this money would have mattered one single bit that we're going to put into the gas tax.
Yeah, it drives me nuts that Walz is using pothole season as ammunition to further support for his gas tax. The gas tax going up or down, being eliminated entirely or tripled, is not going to have any impact on the amount of potholes and the quickness with which they are filled.
Especially after the winter we had. Here's the problem, folks. When we have global cooling, which what we has had during the winter, and we had one of the colder winters and snowier winters of all time, which adds to the whole problem, we're going to have these things happen on the road. Every single year, in this year, fiscal year, or which we're going into, I think is 19, we're in 19. We will spend in the Highway User Distribution Fund $2.3 billion.
God.
$2.3 billion.
That's crazy.
And that's going to continue. And that money goes out to counties. It goes out to cities through municipal state aid. We send some money. We peel off a little money for trails and that kind of stuff. But what people don't also understand is gas tax isn't what funds the roads. It is a portion of it. The gas tax is just part, is about a half to a third, right in that range, because we get tab fees and license fees, and those are going up out by inflation. If you buy a vehicle this year, 2-3 years from now, it's going to go up about 10%, because that's what's happening. So we get all of these, plus we're also using general fund money, because we're using the auto parts and motor vehicle licensing fees, leasing fees, to be able to supplement our spending. But $2 billion, how much more do you think you want?
Yeah, get your priorities straight. You have enough money. The problem is not a lack of revenue. The problem is your priorities.
In the time we have left, we know you have your event coming up. Give details on that. Before you do, though, what's the situation with your bill in regards to distracted driving and with the hands-free bill right now? Because I know that there was... don't want to say shenanigans last week, but I know that there was some stalling because of some GPS issues with the actual physical use of the phone. So where's everything stand right now?
Well, in the Senate, we are taking up today Senator Newman's distracted driver hands-free ban.
Okay.
Again, I'm not the biggest fan of that one. My preference is my bill. My bill cleared out of finance and is on the floor now.
Okay.
I anticipate that mine also will be heard on the Senate floor within the next 2 weeks. So mine is not the ban, and I hope people are listening. My authorship is not the ban. Mine is putting in penalties for distracted driving when you're using a non-hands-free setting, as well as texting while driving and driver education. So mine is quite a bit different than this, but we will highly likely pass ours, and they don't match up, so we're going to have a conference committee with Senator Newman's bill, which should be passed today on the floor.
Okay. And your big event, people are going to come and check out.
Yep, one more time. I am having a fundraiser out at Back Channel Brewing in Spring Park. Just take Highway 12 West. You'll see the 15 County Road 15 exit. Just take that. You can only go one direction because that's where it starts. And you will go out to Spring Park. You'll see the signs in Spring Park. Come out 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And Jason Lewis will be there to meet and greet everyone. And I hope you come out. And if you do come out, for a little extra coin, you can get the unofficial official coffee mug of this legislative session. And believe me, this is something you want.
Yeah, you're going to want one of these. I've got my hands on it right now. Thank you so much for bringing it in. Thank you for coming in. Always a pleasure, Senator Dave Osmek.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Lewis joining us about 8:35. In the meantime, we want to get your calls. We want to hear your reaction to the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation ending, what we've learned so far in the Mueller report. 651-989-5855 is the phone number.
Yeah, and coming up, while we get to your phone calls, we'll also work through the rather interesting editorial board at the Star Tribune and their conclusions based on